Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a chat with Tony Scott from Scotty Betts TV. Morning, Toe.
Morning, Steve.
Right, let's start with a bit of Mohamed Salah. Good signing for Liverpool. I'm looking through some of his previous action. If you want a little bit more about Mohamed Salah, get on to AS Roma's Twitter feed. They put a selection of his goals on there. He's got a big class about him. He's a fast player. But I think most Liverpool players would like to believe there's quite a few more coming in after him. Will there be, do you reckon, Tony?
I do. I think he will. And I wouldn't write off the Van Dijk deal going through either. I know there's been lots of complications with regards to what's happened a couple of weeks ago, but I still wouldn't rule out Virgil van Dijk saying being in Liverpool shirt come August the 31st. Bucci's making 4 to 6 favourites. Even though last night, Steve, there was a lot of money put on Chelsea last night. Because there was reports from Sky Italia reported that they were very much interested in Virgil van Dijk. But I still think he's going to Liverpool. He's 4 to 6 favourite, and you know what they're saying is you never see a skimp bookie, do you?
This is it. They know what's going on. Talking about shirts and shirt numbers. So with the signing of Mo Salah, Roberto Firmino is changing his shirt number. So if you have a Firmino 11 shirt, Liverpool have come out and sort of promised that they'll get him to sign it as compensation for him changing to number 9. Robbie's tweeted me, says that's not very good in his eyes. He's not very happy with that situation. There'll be a lot of fans who are thinking, hang on, I've only just got my Firmino shirt.
I totally agree with what Robbie's saying there on the tweet. The Premier League is awash with money, and what is it to Liverpool to just refunds the fans that have got Firmino number 11 on the back of their shirts? You just refund the money or swap it for an else one. You can't just say you bought the shirt now for £50-60. Oh, we'll get a signature for you, but you've got to keep it. It's not fair on fans who've got to walk around with Firmino number 11 on the back while their mates have got Firmino number nine on the back. It's not fair in this day and age. You know what kids like in social media and everything else. And I just feel as if Liverpool could have made life a lot easier for themselves by saying, listen, anyone with a Firmino shirt, number 11, don't worry, bring it to the club shop. We'll get you a new one with Firmino number 9 on, or you can get your money back. And remember Everton doing it a lot not too long ago when Mikel Arteta
left before
the summer. And the fans were in an uproar. A lot of shirts had Arteta number 10 on, and even Beckford number 11, I think it was at the time. A lot of fans were up in arms over that. And Bill Kenwright, to his due, he said, listen, anyone who's bought that shirt with Arteta 10 on it, or Beckford number, whatever his number was at the time, so you can't remember, get it in here and we'll refund it. No problem about it. Bring your receipt in and it's not a problem. The Premier League is awash with money. What is it to Liverpool to refund £40-50 for these shirts? I just think they went along it the wrong way there.
It's the easiest way to do it, isn't it? And I'm also thinking to myself, how many people have got Firmino shirts? Because if they're promising that he's going to sign every one of these shirts as compensation, there's no way Roberto's going to sit there and sign 500 or 1,000 shirts. So I'm wondering how many shirts they think are going to come back to them in the long run.
Well, this is exactly the point, isn't it? You just don't know. You don't know if people can just really be bothered going, oh, do you know what? I've got the kit and my lad's got Firmino on the back. I can't be bothered sending it back and forth. And my lad wants to play football in the street with his kit on. I just feel it's a bit unfair that the way it's being dealt with. As I said, it's going to cost basically next to nothing for Liverpool to refund the difference. I just really feel it's a bit unfair on the fans in this one.
Well, at least they've got the deal done. Mo Salah is through the door, but as yet to come through the door, despite having his medical and everything else, is Sandro. Malaga appear to be playing funny devils with Everton at the moment. Why won't they just let the player go?
They're making life really difficult for Everton to announce this one. We're led to believe there's a lot of red tape that Everton have gone through, and it's because of the fee now. Juventus come in last minute. They want all these other clubs to come in for them. They don't feel it. They feel as if they're letting a player go. He's under 21. He's got unbelievable goal scoring records in La Liga. 14 goals last season in La Liga. He scored against Sevilla, Barcelona, Valencia. He scored goals at international level. He's played in, scored in the Champions League, etc. So Malaga probably feel hard done by the way it's happened. They're letting a lad go for basically next to nothing. Peanuts in this day and age, isn't it? 5 or 6 million. So they're feeling a bit hard done by, and they're making life difficult for Everton to announce this deal. For what I'm led to believe, Steve, is that the deal is done. It's done and dusted. There's pictures of them with the three Everton shirts, etc. But they can't announce it due to the fact that Malaga are making life really difficult for Everton to announce the deal, you see. So we'll see. I think it'll be no later than today when it'll be announced. I think Malaga are playing funny games with Everton at the moment.
Sandro himself must be getting really annoyed with this. I mean, surely there's a point within all these negotiations where it can't really go backwards. Surely there's a point where the player just simply thinks I'm an Everton player.
Well, I think deep down he knows he's probably signed the contract. He's had the picture taken with the Everton shirt, etc. So in his mind, yeah, I'm an Everton player. But just deal that hasn't been announced between football clubs at the moment. I think he's on under 21 duty, isn't he? With Spain, he scored the other day. I just feel he's been let out. Our photographs with the Everton representative, he signed the contract, and now he's back in the Spanish under 21 training camp. So as far as he's concerned, he's an Everton player. It's just now between Everton and Malaga to announce this deal. But as you can probably see this morning, Malaga are making life really difficult and put on every stumbling block in the way of Everton to announce this deal. Because as you see, Steve, is that Atletico Madrid were desperate for the signature as well. Simeone was a big fan. So it shows you how highly rated they think of him. Juventus come in last minute for him as well. But it's going to be interesting, isn't it, how he's going to adapt to the Premier League football. Will he be another Soldado or will he be a big hit? It's huge to know, but it's the gamble what basically Liverpool are taking at the moment, aren't they, with Salah? Listen, Mohamed Salah, he played 13 games for Chelsea, 2 goals, wasn't really given a chance, but he comes to fruition in Italy, didn't he? He ripped that up over there, 34 games, 14 goals, 31 games, 15 goals. So he ripped Serie A up. It's whether he can do it in the Premier League. It's a big gamble with these players, but you've got to take that gamble because if you don't, another club will.
Right. A lot of the Premier League clubs have been asked about their thoughts on safe standing. More than half of top flight clubs are set to tell the Premier League they'll be open to piloting safe standing within their football grounds. Obviously very emotive here, isn't it? Liverpool have said, you know, they just wouldn't go anywhere near the concept. Everton have always traditionally supported them. But are we on the road back to safe standing or standing at Premier League football grounds?
I'm not sure whether it'll work in the Premier League, Steve. I'm not sure it'll work back in England again. I think obviously what happened with the Ilford disaster, I just think that ship sailed now. And listen, it's safe standing. It's great. It works at Celtic Park, doesn't it? I just think, listen, the seats in the Premier League, everyone's safe and sound. I just think that's gone now with in terms of the safe standing.
And yet some of the biggest clubs are supporting it. Both Manchester clubs are believed to be in favour of it. Arsenal, Tottenham open to the idea. Chelsea have said they consider it, obviously, if it's lawful. It seems like there's a little bit of a groundswell of support going on.
Steve, regards to what's happening in the Premier League. Maybe you can get a lot more fans in the ground and spend a lot more money. I don't know how it works. But I think whatever Liverpool Football Club do, I think Everton will back them. I think whatever Liverpool do, Everton will say, listen, we're right behind. If you want to go along that route, we're fully behind you, like we have been from day one.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the right route, wouldn't it? Back to transfers. I forgot to mention before, Alberto Moreno. It seems like Napoli have offered £11 million for him. Liverpool paid £15 million at the start. He's had obviously a decline in terms of an impression on the team and his ability to force his way in there. Would you take £11 million for Alberto Romania? Alberto Moreno, would you simply offload him?
I don't know one Liverpool fan who wouldn't sell him tomorrow. I just feel as if social media was a wash last night, wasn't it? And a lot of Liverpool fans I know don't rate him at all. I think he's the ideal five-a-side player. You always get that player, don't you, when you're playing football with your mates on a five-a-side. As soon as you get past that halfway line, he's having a shot. That's it. Regardless, he won't pass it. He hasn't got a footballing brain for me, Steve. He really hasn't. And I think a lot of Liverpool fans have seen that as well. I think I couldn't believe the price that was muted for him to be sold yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I think Jurgen Klopp should have drove him to the airport himself and got that £12 million and bought a solid left back to replace Milner, because Milner can't come on forever, obviously, with the big games next season. So I think Liverpool need to address that situation pretty quickly. Obviously, going back to the betting on the next Liverpool and Everton transfers, we've got Keita, the lad who's playing for Red Bulls. Leipzig, he's 2-1 favourite to sign for Liverpool. But Red Bull have put the blockers on that one. They said they're not looking to sell. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one develops. Also, we've got Oxlade-Chamberlain. He's been heavily linked with Liverpool. He's 5-2 favourite to sign for Liverpool. So there's the three players who are red-hot favourites to sign for Liverpool. Keita, Van Dijk and Chamberlain, heavily linked with Liverpool over the last couple of weeks, and all bookies' favourites to sign for Liverpool. In regards to Everton, Gylfi Sigurdsson, still red-hot favourite to sign for the Blues, 8-11. Michael Keane, Now, interestingly, 4-11 favourite, the shortest price he's ever been to Sarford Everton since the rumours came out. And Celtic Dembele as well, Moussa Dembele, 7-2. There was rumours of him being spotted at Finch Farm last week. He's 7-2 favourite to Sarford Everton. I think if a deal happens for Dembele, I think it'll be a case of if Lukaku was sold last minute, then Everton have got all the armories to go up to Celtic last minute and go, there's your money, give us Dembele. I think that'll only happen if Lukaku was sold. That's just my opinion on that one. So the three for Everton, Keane, Sigurdsson and Dembele, favourites to sign for the Blues.
And we're hearing absolutely nothing about Ross Barkley, are we?
Oh, he's shot himself in the foot, Steve, hasn't he? He really has. When you're looking out, he had all the cards close to him, didn't he, towards the summer. Koeman told him, listen, sign the contract or you'll be sold. Little did he know that everyone's going to spend a lot of money on players in his position. And now where does that leave him? Tottenham have cooled their interest on him this week, so he's basically left in a bit of limbo, isn't he? He's looking at himself thinking, I haven't signed this contract. There's not a possible chance. You've got Balassi to come back, you've got Luckman, you've got Klassen, you've got a load of attacking threats coming forward for Everton.
It's backfired, hasn't it?
He's looking at himself and he's thinking, I'll be lucky to get on Everton's bench next season. I was saying to the lads yesterday out the office, how many games would you think Ross Barkley would start for Everton next season? I'm unsure if it's going to double figures, the way Everton are trying to address the situation, especially if you sign Sigurdsson and Sandro as well. Obviously, I've just touched on Balassi and Luckman, and you've got, obviously, Morales into the fold and everything else. I just feel as if his days are going to be numbered in Everton. And Ronald Koeman did allude to, he said, whether he signs his contract or not, I'll be signing 3-4 players in his position next season. And he's going about it the right way. I just think Ross Barkley may have been listening to his agent too much here, listening to Tottenham. Don't worry, I'll get you the Champions League club, I'll get you more money. But no, the deal's been there since day one. He hasn't signed it. He left himself in no man's land.
It's a sticky situation, because what you do wonder is why you're not hearing him being linked with other football clubs. And that would leak out. For example, if he was talking to a Spurs, an Arsenal, a Man United, you'd hear news about that. You'd hear little rumblings, but there's nothing at all. So I do wonder what's happening in his life.
Well, obviously he's on holiday at the moment with his mates. He's been spotted, obviously, on social media. On holiday with his mates. I just feel as when he comes back to Everton, he's going to be in quite an awkward situation, isn't he? He's got 1 year left on his contract. He won't sign the contract. He's listened to his agents, and now he's going to be... Ron Koeman holds all the aces, doesn't he? He said, listen, I've bought players in your position. You might even get a game for Everton. So he did say that he was going to sell him. So he is in no man's land here in Ross Barkley. I've got no sympathy for him, to be honest, Steve. He played well from January towards the end of last season, but he left himself in limbo and he's only got himself to blame.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.